We are learning Masechtas Babasra, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amabez, and we are beginning 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the top. First word online is Basada. 9 lines from the top, first word is Basada. Ahud Shada Piski the Shiroya Lebese. Someone sent a bunch of silks. Some say it was already silk clothing, or it was silk ready to turn into clothing. He sent it to his house, and we're not sure who the present's for. Om Rav Ami. Haroin Labanim Labanim. If it looks like it's roy for the sons, then it goes to the sons. Ruin Labanis Labanis. The ones that these materials that are roy for the bonus go to the bonus. Veloya Maron, we only say this, oh, the less lay kalosa. Only if he doesn't have daughter-in-laws. If it's lay kalosa, then the kalosa shada. He doesn't mean to give it to the bonus, he gives me the bonum to the bonum, and the woman's clothing are going to the daughter-in-laws, not to the daughters. That's what we name on. Be binse le nesivan, but if the daughters are not married yet, so then leshok binse mashada kolasi. You're not going to leave the daughter and give it to the daughter-in-law. So basically, like this: the guy is away on a trip. He's away forever, could be, and he's sending back materials back to his hometown. So all the sons get it, not the daughters. Now, if the daughters are not married, they get it. But if they're married, they don't get it. B'makom that they are kolase. There are daughter-in-laws. No daughter-in-laws, then it's obviously for them. That's the umdana when the guy sends his home. Now,
what's the assumption?
The assumption is the son's always first. The son's always, they're the Bar Yerusha, and they're always first. The son's always first. We're giving them presents also. They're first. Now, if it's royal for a woman, so it's obviously not for the sons, it must be for the daughters. But if the sons are married, so maybe it's for their wives. It goes to their wives. Now, but even then, if the daughters are still home and they need the help, usually they're still home, so then it's for them and not for the daughter-in-laws. Comes up for the daughter-in-laws, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now the Rashbam brings down the Yashami, says Yashami beperek shnei dayani gezeros. It says like this: Misha shalach abdinas yavam yitnu elu lebanav benoisav bechlal b'mishas misa ama elu lebanav ina banis bechlal. Which means if you send something home and you say this is for my children, so then the daughters are included. But if it's the end of, if it's Yerusha, then we don't say he wants to take out the Yerusha. The Lashon of the Muki Yosef explaining the Sham, he says like this: Time in the Moshe Shem Vechayav Roitzel Chabi Benoisav. Why? Kedesh Yuchaviva Sabalehem. He wants to be Mechabi them. Avshas Misa Ain a Roitzel Lakar Nachla De Araisa. He doesn't want to knock out Nachla De Araisa. So it means Avshas Misa, and you send something home. You probably want a dafka for the sons and not for the daughters. Something more about it. Hudama lahu nichse lebonai. Loshen Rabbim says, my nechasim are going to my children. Now, he only has one son and a daughter. Havle bra ubarta. So what's the shaila? Mi kari inish lebra bonai. Do you call your son sons and you don't mean to give your daughter anything? Hudama lekari inish lebra bonai. Or you don't call your son sons. You're trying to include the daughter in the matana. As we said, banai, my children, my sons, it's including the daughter. That's the question. Is it possible to say I have one son, Loshen Rabbim? That's really the shaila. If yes, then you're probably not giving it to your daughter. But if it makes no sense to say banim on one son, so then you're including your daughter. Amabaya, Toshima, we'll bring a raya from a pasuk. In the pasuk it says, these are the 70 Shvatim, 70 people coming up to Mitzrayim. It says, V'nei Don, Chushim. V'nei Don, the children of Don is Chushim, one son. So you see, you call one son a Loshen Rabbim. Omle Rava, what's the Raya? Dilma, K'tanim Rechizki, Hashem, Merubim, K'chushim Shalkana. Some say that Chushim was not one person. Chushim meant that the children of Don were a whole group of children, like Chushim, like a bundle of Kana, a bundle of reeds. So then, it's not a raya from Bnei Don. I can ask me that here we're talking about the Yoredei Mitzrayim, and the Yoredei Mitzrayim were only 70. So how could Chushim be a whole group? We use Chushim as one. We count it as one of the 70. Right. We have two names. We said Chushim. But Levitha, the Kasha is the third. It's not equal 70. There's a better Kasha. Yeah. Toys that's the Kasha. Toys the Master saw you. You could darshan in a different way. But in any case, it's not a riot. Elam Rava writes in these psukim of Nei Falui Eliyav. It says the children of Falui is Eliyav. It's a loshen Rabim. Yes, Vamar. Vnei Eisan Azariah. So also the same type of loshen. Vnei Eisan Azariah. This is already not a pasuk in the Torah. This is a pasuk in the Devarayim. And Al Kapanim was saying that you could say loshen Rabim on sons, and therefore it's not a ray they include in the daughter. Ahuda Amalahu Nichsay Lebonai. He says, I'm giving my nechasim to my children. Havalu le bra or barbara. He had a son and a grandson. So the way it's mavuyah from the Rashbam is that if he had two sons, of course then grandsons are not included, because it means it's going to his sons. But he only had one son. So why is he saying Lashon Rabim? So we have a way to tie to there. Maybe it means the grandson as well. Havalu bra or barbara. Kari inish le barbara bra or loy. Do you call a grandchild a bonai not? And maybe if the grandchild's called your son, so fikachama is like the Rashbam, nechas lebonai loshen rabim, v'chalak v'neim, we're going to split it. Oiloi kar lebarav, I had to come loshen rabim, like we said before, because of bnei palu. It's not the first choice to say loshen rabim for no reason. So here the question is it possible to include a grandchild in loshen bonim? So to Gemara, Rav Chaviva, Omar, Koru Inish Vabra, bra. You could call a grandchild a son. Mabre Ravashi, Omar, like Koru Inish Vabra, bra. You don't call a grandson a son. Tankov said, Mabre Ravashi, Hamuda Hanomi Bonim. If someone says, my children now have enough of me, Mutu Bnei Bonim. The Bnei Bonim Amutu, either with enough from the Bonim or. So then you're allowed to have enough from the grandchildren. If you say, I'm not going to have enough of my children, Mutter bnei banim, the bnei banim are mutter. So you see, bnei banim are not included in the banim, and it's mashma that this case even talking about one son, amudah banim. Still, bnei banim are not included, and therefore it's a raya that bnei banim are not included, and that's a raya like Mar Bar Vashi that it's only one ben. Zok the new mishnah, and not the grandchild.
This grandchild, this son's son, it's a difference.
Makes a difference. I don't think it makes a difference. It's the Rambam says both ways. Ben shall is the ben, or shall achar shemes. Makes no difference. Rambam says either way. Zok the Mishnah, haniach bonim gedolim uktanim. If someone left over children, he died. He left over Yerusha. They did not split the Yerusha yet, and there are gedolim and uktanim. So shpichu gedolim es nechasim. If the gedolim improved the nechasim until it got worth more, his shpichu laemtza. Everyone is included in this. Because we'll see in the Gemara that he used the funds from the Nechasim to update and upgrade the Nechasim. And here we assume, he's working a little bit, but he's doing it for the, he hires workers, but once he doesn't say anything, we assume he's doing it for the estate, and everyone gets an equal part of the Shvach, of the profits. In Omru, but these Gedolim say, Ru Mashaniach Abba, Hareinu Oysim Va'oichlin. He says, look, I want to take this chalik and improve it. I'm doing this myself. So then, they can do it for himself. Then the shvach is for himself. They're saying this. We want to split. Bezdin is dragging their feet. They're not doing it yet. So he goes to the Bezdin for Edom and says, look this. I'm not waiting for you to split it. I'm starting to work in it. But the profits are mine. It's mine. Then the halacha is, then you're not Michael. And then you get the profits. The same thing works. Now it's a big shaila what we're talking about here. The Gemara will be a little bit of a shaila. How to learn the Gemara and the Rishonim, but we'll learn like the Pasuk Pshat. We're talking about an Isha who also was part of the Yerusha somehow or another. Either the husband made her part of the Yerusha, or now we'll see a case where she was a niece of her husband, and then the grandfather died, and she was a Yerush also. So it says, she also, if she stam makes the chasim better, it goes equally. And you see what's the chiddush then. The more the chiddush is. He says, look, this is my chalik. I am working this for myself. She herself gets the profits. So that's the halach of our Mishnah. And again, the second half of the Mishnah, we'll have to give a little more explanation when we see the Gemara, because the Ismail is showing him how to learn this part. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Chaviva, Brei Rav Yosef, Brei Rav, Shmei Rav. Lo Yishanu, this halacha, that when Bonim Gedolim go improve the property, we say that everyone gets a chelik in the profits. Lo Yishanu, Shavchu Nechasim, Achim Es Nechasim. Only if you used to make the upgrades, you used the money from the estate, you hired workers from the money from the estate, and so on and so forth. Everything's on the estate. But if they themselves work physically, or they use their own money to improve it, it's partial that it goes to themselves. It's partial that it belongs to themselves. It's ki'ilu they want, they're speaking out that it's for myself. Once you use your own money, it's ki'ilu I'm saying, ru'u, I want to improve it myself. The Rav Chanina said, even if the father only left them, Ella Udinai Yaini, what's Udiyani? Udiyani is a bar and a cover. And you can rent it, you can rent out this bar in order for people who need water for their properties to rent it. So even if the father leaves them such thing like that, Haskar La Emsa. And the Gemara asks, Vahadiyani, the Machmas Atzmaihu, there, what's the work that has to be done by Adiyani? It's the Gedolim do the work. They stand in it, they watch it, they make sure people pay. So that's physical work from the Gedolim himself. So there's Shachara, there's not Machmas Nechasim, there's Machmas Atzmoy. Lechara, they should get all the profits. Why does it say Eschal Emtza? Here's a case where they're not using any money from the estate, they're doing their own physical work. So Gemara answers, Shani Adiyani, the Netirusa Hu Da Avida. The whole work is just watching it. And Ktanim also could do it. So you should have announced that if you want to be yourself, you just said, look, I'm doing it. If you want it, you can do it also. But he didn't do that. He was quiet. Since he was quiet, he's meichel, and since it's not so much work, he's meichel to the ketanim, and he's doing it for the ketanim. Because that's the yesod over here always. If you want to do work for yourself, you have to do a pa'ula or do something, either paying your money or doing a lot of physical work or speaking it out that I want to do this for myself, then it's la'emsa. But if you don't speak anything out, then we're assuming you're doing it for the estate, especially using money of the estate. So here, the question was, I'm watching it, so I'm doing physical work. I said, no, this is not a big deal. This the Ketanim could do also. So you should have spoken out that I'm doing this for myself. If not, it blibes a mechila. This is the way Tosfos learns. If you look at the end of Tosfos, the first Tosfos that starts on Kuf Gimel Beis, look at the end of Tosfos over here, it says, Meshani, the Ketanim gufay mintari. If you would have told them, they would have done it. And since he didn't tell him, no, so the blibes like a mechila.